Okay. What is your name?
My name is Juanita Morales.
Where and when were you born?
I was born April 22nd, 1999, in a little town called La Ceja in Colombia.
How did you come to the United States?
I came when I was 9 by plane.
How are you related to Colombian culture?
Well, I am actually Colombian. Because I was born there. Also, my parents are Colombian, and their parents, everyone in my family is Colombian.
You speak Spanish?
Yeah, I try.
Okay, can you give me the context for the first tongue twister, please? If for the
Okay, so this first tongue twister, it's just a really common tongue twisters. All these are very common tongue twisters, and they're said by everyone, especially like little kids on playgrounds who want to like show off. I don't really know any history surrounding it, but I
do you
don't
know if
know.
it's only in Colombia or if it's in other
Oh,
places?
no. So I think yeah, it is in other places around South America and yeah, like in Mexico, I know that they heard of this before. Yeah.
Cool. What is the artifact?
Okay. Do you want me to translate it after or just
Yes,
say it?
translate it after.
Okay, so it goes like this. En tres tristes trastos de trigo, tres tristes tigres comían trigo. Comían trigo tres tristes tigres en tres tristes trastos de trigo. And the translation is, in three sad plates of wheat, three sad tigers ate wheat. They ate wheat. Three sad tigers and three sad plates of wheat. It's kind of sad.
So, okay, for the next one, do you have any context for that?
It's basically the same as the last one in that everyone says it, everyone knows it.
And are any of the characters, any of the names, major like Colombian slash Latin American names?
No, not that I know of.
Are they just regular names or
No,
people?
so there's a name Pancha in this following tongue twister, and Pancha's not a very common name. I think it was mostly just kind of used here to fit the tongue twister, but it's not in itself a common name.
Okay, what's the tongue twister?
Okay, so it goes like this. It's very short. Pancha plancha con cuatro planchas. ¿Con cuántas planchas, Pancha plancha? And translation is, Pancha irons with four irons. With how many irons does Pancha iron with? Okay, and then the third one,
Is there any context for that?
again, same thing. Everyone knows it. Yeah, I know people know this like all around like Latin America. There's a name Pablito, very common name. It's just a common nickname for anyone named Pablo.
Is Ito used just for like younger people, or is it?
Well, yeah, like usually if they're young, you let Ito, Anita at the end of their names, depending if they're male or female, just to say that they're little. But sometimes you can make that into an actual name, like my name is Juanita, and the like actual name it stems from is Juana, but my parents like Juanita more because it's like little Juana. So yeah, you can make it into an actual name. But yes, usually you say just like for younger people. Or just like a term of endearment. Yeah. Okay, so the third one is Pablito clavó un clavito en la calva de un clavito. En la calva de un clavito clavó Pablito. And that means Pablito hammered a little nail on the head of a little nail. In the head of a little nail did Pablito hammer. These are all very redundant. Yeah.
Would you say they're very difficult to say fast?
Yeah. I was saying them like at a, like just like a normal pace, trying not to mess up. But yeah, if you were to say them fast, they're hard.
Thank you very much, Juanita.
No problema.